This was your first meeting, your first visit to the Vatican, wasn't it? Just give us your impressions.
It's really my honor and delight to be in the presence of His Holiness the Pope and to come as a part of a delegation for religious communities in Israel. And our main aim is really to promote the peace process and also to promote peace with justice in our land. And as we always say that, the land is really gracious to everybody, to the three Abrahamic faiths, whether Christian, Muslim, or Jews. And we have a responsibility to work for a genuine and real peace in that region.
Tell us about the Council of Religious Leaders. When was it founded? How many people belong to it?
This council has been founded 4 years ago in Jerusalem. It is composed of Christian, Muslim, and Jews. Of course, the five heads of the churches, the Muslims and the Jewish rabbinate, the chief rabbi, the both chief rabbi of Israel. We meet every other month. And recently, we've been working on peace education curriculum. We hope that this will be distributed and will be accepted in both Israeli and Palestinian schools. I believe that peace will start at the level of the grassroots of people. I mean that we have to teach our children how to live together, how to respect each other. There is much ignorance in the lives of the children and young people. They don't know each other. They don't know who are their neighbor. And I believe that it's very good for our future generation to get to know each other and respect each other. And this is what we are doing to achieve in the coming months or years.
It's a very difficult task, isn't it? Because the communities are increasingly separated, not least, of course, because of the separation wall.
Well, we always say that these things doesn't help our coexistence. Between neighbors, there shouldn't be any walls. Nowadays, you know, and this at this time, people must cooperate and work together. People must get closer to each other, because by this we can eliminate hatredness and violence. When I know my neighbor, then little by little I will come to respect him, and he also to respect me. Then we can live in peace. But if we put something to separate us, I don't think that we can achieve that.
This delegation also contains members, if I understand correctly, from the Israeli government, from the Ministry for Religious Affairs. What kind of relationships do you think exist between this Israeli ministry and your group of religious leaders? How much is your voice heard at government level, do you think?
I hope to be heard more, because at this council, we try to address the political forum for the Israelis and Palestinians. And I think that at this time, we don't have any, not connections, any strong contacts with the politicians in Israel, and mainly in Israel, because they need to listen to us. And as far as we are working for peace, they have to listen to our demands as religious leaders in that territory. So we hope that we can work more together, you know, in Israel and in that land.
And with the leaders on the Palestinian, on the side of the Palestinian Authority?
Well, the Palestinian Authority are very supportive. And in our meetings in this council, we usually have the Minister of Waqf, the Muslim Minister of Waqf, and some people who really represents the Palestinian Authority, and Mr. Abbas. Well, they are very much encouraged by the Palestinian Authority to come and meet with us and be part of our council.
The message here is one of hope, of encouragement, and yet it seems difficult sometimes to see any signs of hope.
Well, I'm afraid to say that it doesn't look that much rosy, you know, the situation there. We have to accept the reality. But this is also, it makes more responsibility and pressure on us to work harder for bringing people together. So it means that we have to work together as Jewish, Christian, and Muslims to bring about a just peace in that land. And this is, I believe, a huge responsibility on all of us.
You were also quite recently at Lambeth Palace attending a meeting, an ecumenical meeting, trying to, again, promote the role of the Christian churches in helping to bring peace. What do you see as the role of the churches outside of the Holy Land in supporting these efforts that you're doing?
The Lambeth Conference last July was a very important one, because it is Anglican Catholic coming together to support the Christian presence in the Holy Land. I believe that even when I talk to our Muslims and Jewish brothers, I always say that Christian presence is very important. And now what that conference has really did and decided is to support the Christian institutions in the Holy Land. This is very important because the Christian is always a bridge, and they have a role to play in the peace. So we have to keep the balance by our presence. And I'm afraid that we are shrinking as a community, and we need the support of the Christian worldwide.